T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Listen to every MLB game live.
In the deep left center field, it is high, it is far, it is gone.
Stream minor league affiliates.
The Midwest League home run leader.
And watch the best baseball highlights and look-ins on MLB Big Inning. MLB At Bat is your all-in-one live baseball subscription for only $3.99 per month.
Deep left field, it's gonna go! Alvarez ties the game!
Subscribe to At Bat within the MLB app today. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.
Jerry, how you doing, man? Thanks for joining us.
No problem. Glad to do it.
Yes, Jerry, let's start with the news, because, you know, when Kerry Colbert spoke last week, it seemed like, you know, he said he's our quarterback for now. I guess, you know, a lot of people felt like, well, maybe they're going to move on here. He wasn't very good at the end of the year, and now after the last 24 hours, it seems like he's definitely back. Did something change along the way?
No, I don't think so. I think what happened is I think people overreacted to that, and I could see why. But I will tell you this. That's been a popular expression of Kevin Colbert's going back to Le'Veon Bell, going when they had the trouble, going back to Antonio Brown, even to a degree when Bud Dupree was going to be a free agent. Well, as of right now, he's a member of the Steelers, and they eventually franchised him. So it's something he has said before, and I grant you, it sounded, you know, alarming and eyebrow raising, but I think knowing Kevin and knowing the way he speaks in those situations, I think people just read a little too much into it.
Jerry, you know, I've been spending a lot of time the last 2 days saying that I think Ben's shot. He's 39. He looked terrible at the end of the year, and I think he's like Manning did late in his career, like most guys not named Brady do. I think he's going over the cliff this year. Are you buying what I'm selling or no?
No, because for a couple reasons. One, you can see that Peyton, and I assume you meant Peyton Manning. Peyton Manning just couldn't throw the ball anymore. That was obvious after the neck surgery and, you know, couple that with his age. But all you had to do was watch the second half of that playoff game where he threw 3 touchdowns and over 300 yards against a team that knew he was going to throw. There wasn't one throw he couldn't or didn't make in that second half. But I know what happened in the first half. But my point is, in terms of being able to physically perform, that's not an issue here. So, this isn't like when they parted ways with Hines Ward, or even more specifically, one of their all-time greats, Troy Polamalu. They knew Troy couldn't play anymore. But they kept him on for one more year, and then they got rid of him, and he was, you know, they released him. They said he retired, but, you know, there was a little angst with that. That's not the case with Ben. You know, you don't put up the numbers he did. What they want to change is how much he throws the ball, and the way they're going to do that. They've already hired a new coordinator. They hired a new offensive line coach. They're going to change their scheme. They're going to change their technique, and they're going to change their personnel to run the ball better. And they feel if they can do that with Ben and their defense, they should be okay.
All right, time will tell. I'm not a believer, but maybe you'll be right. I hope you're wrong, because obviously we want the Steelers to not be good. But in terms of the running game, like, you look at the Steelers, right, they're in a bad cap position. You know, we don't know what he's going to count against the cap. It depends what they figure out financially. But obviously they've got to rebuild the offensive line. They've got to rebuild the running game. They got good receivers, but not much else there. That's a lot of work to do in a bad cap spot. How can they do it?
Yeah, I think what you'll see is you'll see them go sign a center in free agency to take away the urgency there. You'll see them draft a running back in the first round, probably an offensive tackle, either second or third round for sure. They have – Chukwu Okorafor was their right tackle because they played Matt Filer at left guard, which he shouldn't have been playing there. He's a right tackle. And so you put Matt Filer back at right tackle. Now they'll have to sign him, but he won't cost a lot of money because he's not a top-tier tackle. So they'll put him back at right tackle. They'll move Okorafor to left tackle. They got the rookie Kevin Dotson to play left guard. DeCastro will be back. So if you sign the center in free agency, look, I'm not going to say it's simple, but that's what their plan is. And it's not go. And you know, now you draft a guy second or third round, you know, to improve your depth. Zach Banner is back after an ACL injury. He won the starting right tackle job last year, and in week one in New York, he has an ACL injury and he's done for the year. So he'll be back.
Right.
So they have some bodies to play with, but the key will be re-signing Matt Filer. Like I said, won't cost him a lot of money, and you'll see the move in free agency and then in the draft as well.
You know, I made the – what I shouldn't call my own prediction bold because I feel like somebody else is going to say that. But I said the Steelers, you know, I know they haven't been under 500 in, what, 18 years. They haven't had more than back-to-back losing seasons since the 60s, I believe. And yet I said they're going to come – I said if Joe Burrow is healthy on opening day, I got the Steelers in last, a game behind the Bengals. I know that may be extreme, but I just feel like they're overdue for a bad season. And between age, cap space, and Ben not – at least in my opinion, not being the same. Now, if you're right and he's still good, then I'm going to be wrong about this. But if I'm right and Ben does go over the cliff, can you see the Steelers finishing in last?
No, absolutely not. For the very reason you pointed up, they're not only overdue; they're way, way overdue to use your logic. So, I will say this though: there is nobody—not me, not the most diehard, most fervent Steeler fan—nobody thought they would be 11-0, win the division, and finish 12-4. Nobody, and yet they were able to do it. So that's testament to the way they do things, and their history speaks for itself. So until I see it, I'll withhold judgment/prediction.
Jerry, were you surprised? Right, the Steelers. I was surprised that Juju Smith, who has a great reputation, made those comments about, you know, the Browns is the Browns, which really, you know, who knows if that made a difference or not. You never know these things. I was surprised he made those comments that week. And then Chase Claypool, you know, after the game kind of made some silly comments. I was surprised by that. Were you?
Yeah. Well, yes and no. I mean, absolutely I was. But why I wasn't surprised is because that's the exact same thing that's been going on for a couple years. Go back to Le'Veon Bell, said it before a playoff game. Go back to Antonio Brown and all his nonsense off the field.
Right.
And Mike Mitchell. And it's allowed to happen. And that is one of the things they need. Needs to be a little bit more accountability. I think there needs to be a little bit more discipline, because I will tell you, those veteran players in the locker room, when they see these guys get away with that and nothing is done, the heck out of them. That nothing is done. And so, I'm surprised. I'm not surprised, because I've seen it happen too often, but that is one thing they need to address beyond X's and O's and schemes.
We're talking with Jerry Dulac, Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Jerry, let's switch gears, because I know you cover golf as well. You got a golf show. You cover golf with the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette. Obviously, yesterday, we got the startling news about Tiger Woods. Now, you know, we've obviously learned now it's not life-threatening injuries, which is great. You know, but who knows where his golf career is? What was your first reaction when you heard the news about Tiger, and what are you thinking about him both on and off the course right now?
Well, my feelings about Tiger on the course as opposed to off the course vary as greatly as can be. I'm a big fan of his greatness. If you know, I've covered over 50 major tournaments. I can't tell you how many others. If I saw Tiger Woods win every one that I was at, I had no problem with that, because I knew I was witnessing greatness and history. But, you know, Tiger, the person, as a lot of people have discovered over the years, is an entirely different matter. You know, we don't know what happened here. Nonetheless, you know, it's, you know, you hope to some degree that he didn't bring it upon himself. But we're not going to know that, you know, until if there's a toxicology report, until they investigate the scene. You know, there was no sign of breaking or skid marks. It just makes you wonder, you know, did he fall asleep? Did he pass out? I mean, who knows? But, it's sad that it happened. And it's obviously, you know, at his age, it's going to be another full year to two to recover and even be back on the back playing. And the tour is just so deep and so talented. And that'll be very difficult. Look, I'd like to see him break Sam Snead's all-time win record, but that's going to be very difficult now to do, you would certainly think. I never thought he would break Jack's major record, but I'd like to see him break Sam Snead's record.
Jerry, do you think we were discussing this briefly before, like, is Tiger Woods in your lifetime? You know, I'm not old enough. I don't know how old you are, but I'm not old enough for Jackie Robinson. He played before I was born. But is Tiger Woods the most influential athlete in terms of, like, say, for example, I'm not much of a golf guy. I don't play golf. I don't really like it myself. I grew up in New York City. Nobody I knew played golf. And I had no interest. And then Tiger became a star, and all of a sudden I was interested in golf, and I'm watching golf, and here we go, Tiger.
Right.
Not to mention the way he's influenced all of this generation's golfers. They're much better athletes than they've been in the past. Is he, to you, the most influential athlete in that way of your life?
I would agree with you because of not just you know, the way he dominated his sport, which, you know, you can argue is greater than anybody in this most recent, you know, since 97.
Yeah.
But it was the impact he had on, you know, inspiring the other players, inspiring the athleticism, you know, making it, quote, cool to play golf again.
Right.
You know, the fitness regimen that these guys undergo, that was all Tiger. Look, Tiger's impact beyond just inspiring them, you know, to be the best they can be at golf, the fitness regimen and everything. And, you know, being a player of color, you know, transcending that barrier for so many different reasons. I agree with you 100%.
Jerry, appreciate the time, man. Thanks for joining us.
All right, man. Good chatting with you.
All right, there you go. Jerry Dulac from the Pittsburgh Post-Gazette.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Oh, O'Reilly Auto Parts.